Now we're going to move on to our Your Stock, Our Take. And we've got Joan and Nanaimo who wanted to know about Home Capital Group, HCG, on the TSX. Aaron, I'm going to let you take away your stock, our take on Home Capital this week.
Sure. So Joan said that she noticed that the stock, Home Capital Group, has recovered partially from its lows earlier in the year. And she's wondering if we think that this recovery is going to continue. So for those that aren't familiar with the background of Home Capital, it was a weekly dog on the podcast about a month ago. And for many years, this company was a very steady performer with consistent earnings and dividend growth for well over a decade. But this ended when the share price peaked in 2014 after some very serious allegations about improper reporting came to the surface about the company. What happened, they got in trouble with regulators. This led to depositors withdrawing money from Home Capital, which is essentially the lifeblood of a bank or mortgage company, or the deposits. And this forced the company, Home Capital, to do a very expensive financing just in order to survive. So it's been a classic story of a value trap for anybody who's bought this company over the last 18 months. Closed at 14.25 today, so that's almost tripling from its low of just over $5 in early May. It had dropped down to just over $5, but the stock is still down 55% year to date, and it's down almost 75% from the peak that it hit in 2014. And so what has happened recently? Well, there's a couple of good pieces of news for the company. One is a potential settlement with regulators, and the other is actually, it's not news, it's more rather speculation, that the company is close to setting up a significantly less expensive financing in order to fund itself long term. So will the company recover from here? Will this recovery continue was the question. And it's really impossible to say, but I think at the very best right now, Home Capital is just a speculation. It's not something that we would invest in. And in the banking industry, public perception really does become reality. People, they aren't going to want to deposit their money with an institution that they don't trust. And without those deposits, it's difficult to see how the company can fund their business, continue to fund their business economically. So I just think there are just too many unknowns, too much risk in this name right now, and I would stay away from it.
Okay, Aaron, you talked about the company as a classic story of a value trap for investors. Can you kind of explain to our listeners what this means?
Yeah, for sure. Great question. So a value trap is a situation where a company looks like it offers a lot of value on a price-to-earnings or a price-to-book value basis, but in reality, it's actually a broken business, and there's a very high risk of investors losing substantially more capital in the future. So one thing that investors will look at are earnings and cash flow that a company's reported over the previous year, and they'll value the stock on that basis. And historical performance is definitely a good place to start with analysis, but that's not where you end. It's only meaningful if you have good reason to believe that the earnings levels and the growth rates are going to be sustainable into the future. But if there's a strong likelihood that earnings levels are going to decline in the future, then that historical data really becomes meaningless. And just for example, in the case of Home Capital, I believe they reported about $3.70 in earnings per share over the previous 12 months, which is a price-to-earnings ratio of less than 4x. And this would be a very attractive multiple if this were a healthy, growing business, but it isn't right now, and you really can't put any faith in that earnings number.
Yep, that's a great take on the company, and I think I think there is definitely a slant to look at it as a value trap right now, and we're staying on the sidelines there. We're not invested in the company at this point.
From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's dog.
Our dog this week is a venerable old name in Canadian retail. It's Sears Canada Inc., SCC on the TSX. Now, the stock lost 36.4% on the week after it reported on Tuesday that its first quarter sales were down $90 million, or 15%, to $505 million. More importantly, though, the company stated that there is now, and I quote, significant doubt as to the company's ability to continue as a going concern. Sears is now looking at strategic alternatives, including future asset sales or a sale of the business itself. That is not a confidence-inspiring statement. This is not really a surprise to Keystone. We actually selected Sears Holdings Corporation on the NASDAQ in the U.S. as a dog this past fall. For its part, that stock, which was down significantly at the time, has already been cut in half once again since the fall. So Sears Canada now, for its part, is in a bad place. The company has posted reoccurring operating losses and negative cash flows from operating activities in the last five fiscal years, with net losses beginning in 2014. The retailer's net loss more than doubled year over year in the first quarter, and it abruptly pulled the plug on its annual meeting, which was scheduled for Wednesday this week, postponing it to an undetermined future date. Again, not the confidence-inspiring moves that you'd like to see. Now, generally, department stores, many of which have not recovered from the inclusion of big box specialty stores into their, core categories since the mid-90s, have particularly been hard hit by online retail, even as they try to grow their own e-commerce operations. We think that the company Sears Canada is in a bit of a death spiral. It has gotten so bad that people are now likely to think twice about purchasing items under Sears brand names such as Kenmore, as they will have potentially warranty concerns. This will likely lead to further sales declines in a very tough retailer market. So what is next for Sears Canada now? Well, retailers in deep distress or financial distress can seek protection from creditors under the company's Creditors Arrangement Act, or the CCAA, while they restructure. Sometimes after this, the result is a complete closure, as is the case with Target, which we saw it liquidated its inventory and shut down 133 stores less than 2 years after expanding into Canada. In other cases, it can leave the company leaner and more competitive, albeit with a smaller number of stores. Now, Sears has been down this road already, not the actually seeking creditor protection, but trying to right-size itself over time. It hasn't seemed to help. So as for investors that hold the shares or shares in Sears at present or are looking to hold shares, the news does not look good. Despite the losses in the share price and its old venerable name, we would not touch the stock. It's in a very tough market. It hasn't adapted well, and we continue to see it as a dog going forward.
Yeah, there's really not much good that you can say about a company like that. Now, like you said, the retail environment is extremely tough, and you really need to bring something special and unique to the table, I think, nowadays to be a successful brick and mortar retail company, whether it's low cost or just niche products or quality or whatever it is. And Sears has always just been that middle of the road store. So I really don't know anybody who likes Sears or talks about it favorably, except for my mother-in-law, who is almost 80. So
yeah, I mean, she's
sorry to hear
department
it,
store. Go. I'm sure department store trying to be all things to all people. It just not working in this retail environment. And, we'd stay away from Sears as an investment at present. So again, Aaron, I'd like to thank you for co-hosting with me this week. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at KeyStocks or on Facebook. And the show notes for this podcast are found at www.keystocks.com. Keep your questions coming in for our Your Stock, Our Take segment. We're getting tons of questions. We always need more, so keep those coming in, and we'll endeavor to answer those each week. If we get too many, we'll start answering a couple each week. Thank you again, and profitable investing.
Thank you, Ryan. Profitable investing.